Next, we'll hear a more extended piece than the ones I've played thus far. Its composer is Shulamit Ron. In addition to the 1991 Pulitzer Prize, she has received most major honors given to composers in the United States. She is also an elected member of both the American Academy of Arts and Letters and the American Academy of Arts and Sciences, and holds 5 honorary doctorates. A native of Israel, Shulamit Ron began setting Hebrew poetry to music at the age of 7. By 9, she was studying composition and piano with some of Israel's most noted musicians, including composers Alexander Boscovich and Paul Ben-Haim, and within a few years, her works were being performed by professional musicians and orchestras. She came to the United States on a piano scholarship when she was 14 to study at the Manus College of Music, continuing to compose all the time. Soon after, she performed as a soloist in one of her own pieces with the New York Philharmonic under Leonard Bernstein. Her composition teachers in the United States have included Norman DeLaGioia and Ralph Shapey. Her principal piano teachers were Nadia Reisenberg and Dorothy Taubman. Ms. Ron has been on the faculty of the University of Chicago since 1973, where she is now professor of composition. She was composer in residence with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra from 1990 to 1997. And from 1994 to 1997, she also served as composer in residence with the Lyric Opera of Chicago. Many other top orchestras have performed her works. We're going to hear Shulamit Ron's Legends for Orchestra, composed in 1992 and 93. I'll read you some of her extensive program notes on the piece. Like the finest of music, certain words in every language seem to have multiple layers of meanings, associations, interpretations. One such word is legend, which, to my mind, seems to evoke a wide range of images and possibilities. On the most obvious level, there is, of course, the idea of a story being told. Let it be said at the outset that my composition, Legends, tells no specific extra-musical tale, though the sense of storytelling is, perhaps, part of the work's general aura. The notion of timelessness, something which transcends the boundaries of past, present, and future, part of a distant yesteryear which somehow lives onward, is another association my mind makes with the word. And then there are expressions such as legendary figure, a legend in one's own time, expressions evoking the feeling of the heroic, the larger than life, a tale both familiar, because it has been recounted again and again, yet distant. Mystery and wonder are, to me, part of the imaginary landscape of this world. In writing this composition, all of these allusions, and more, have sought expression in music, hence the title. A step-by-step description of a given work's progress never struck me as the most helpful way of coming to terms with a first hearing. On its broadest formal level, though, it is probably worthwhile noting that in the course of its roughly 20 minutes, Legends does come back eventually, full circle, to its opening thematic materials. Of course, a recapitulatory statement of thematic materials is no more a true return than the possibility of going back in time. In much of my music, the idea of the cyclical, as in the seasons, versus the inevitability of the forward flow of time, two major currents at the source of all life and nature, are inextricably bound. Let's hear it now with Chicago Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Daniel Barenboim.